filmmaker Chris Nolan scored a surprise hit last year with a low-budget thriller called Memento that told its story backwards. The hero of that film was an investigator with a mental condition that left him with no short-term memory. In Nolan's new film, Insomnia, which opened yesterday, Al Pacino plays a police investigator with a problem that Bob Mondello says proves nearly as debilitating.
Detective Will Dormer has a lot on his mind as he arrives in a small Alaskan town to investigate a murder. His partner is about to turn state's evidence in an internal affairs investigation that could cost Will his career. He's not sleeping, which isn't going to be made any easier by the fact that he's arrived in the land of the midnight sun. And then there's the case itself, a teenage girl murdered by someone who took the time afterwards to clip the body's fingernails and even wash its hair.
All this trouble, all this care. Why?
He knew her.
He knows we can connect him to her.
This isn't some random psycho crime of passion?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But whatever happened, his reaction to it wasn't passionate. He didn't panic, didn't chop her up or burn her beyond recognition. He just thought about what we would be looking for and then calmly removed all those traces. No haste. No rush.
No mutilation.
Not this time.
You think there's been others?
No, but there's gonna be. This guy, he crossed the line, and he didn't even blink. You don't come back from that.
A break in the case gets them a chief suspect, but as they close in on him on a fog-shrouded beach, Will shoots at a shadowy figure in the mist and is horrified to discover that he's killed his own partner. Knowing how that will look to internal affairs, he invents a cover story, and that night, while staring at the ceiling in a daze of remorse, he gets a phone call from the one person who can understand exactly what he's going through.
Hello?
Can't sleep, Will. Me neither.
Who am I speaking to?
You get rid of your clock yet? Won't really help. When I first moved up here, I once went 5 nights. Can you believe that? This crazy light.
A name or I'm gonna hang up.
No, you're not. You need the company. Nothing as lonely as not sleeping. Feels like the whole planet's deserted. Just you and me.
Why don't you tell me who I'm talking to and we can chat a while?
I can't do that.
Why not?
Not till you understand a couple of things.
Like what?
I saw.
It's the suspect, and he saw Will kill his partner and wants to work a deal. But things are never that simple in detective fiction, something the suspect is ideally situated to know because he's a mystery novelist. If this plot sounds at all familiar, it's because director Chris Nolan is remaking a snappy Norwegian thriller that also had the title Insomnia, and he's getting a lot of help from a pretty stellar cast, including Robin Williams as the novelist, Hilary Swank as a policewoman who starts to guess that something's amiss, and an exhausted-looking Al Pacino, whose eyes have bags under them that seem to have bags of their own. As in Memento, director Nolan gets you inside the head of his leading man, an exercise that makes his movies among the most involving to come out of Hollywood at present. Insomnia is no exception. Though, if you want a movie experience that'll really give you insomnia, rent Memento. I'm Bob Mondello.